Hi guys, my name is Kiana. I'm 23 years old and I'm from Los Angeles and I'm ready to get off these dating apps once and for all. I'm currently training as a professional dancer. I'm a certified personal trainer and I'll be an incoming graduate student studying dance medicine. In my free time, I love to stay active, whether it's working out, hiking, roller skating, or even learning TikTok dances. I also love to explore the city from live music, going to museums, and trying new food. I've had serious relationships in the past, but as of recently, it's been hard to find someone looking for that as well. I'm looking for someone who can match my crazy energy and will respect and treat me as their equal.
The dating scene is brutal. People get hurt, confused, and ghosted. Add a pandemic into the mix, and it's even worse. Luckily, we're here to help. Hey everyone, I'm Tara Michelle, your host, and welcome to Blind Dating, a Spotify original from Parcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
All right, let's bring in our main dater, Kiana. What's going on, Kiana?
Hi, Tara. How are you?
Good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little shaky. I don't know if it's the nerves or just the iced coffee running through my body right now, but I'm excited to be here.
Well, we are excited to have you here. I'm going to tell you how this thing will work. We're going to set you up on a series of virtual dates with two strangers, but you can't see them. Their cameras are turned off and they won't turn them on until after you've chosen your match. Your decision is based totally off of their personalities. How do you feel about that?
Sounds like a crazy idea, but I'm ready to do it.
Amazing. Let's give this a shot then. All right, let's meet these awesome matches. First up is Anthony. How's it going, Anthony?
Everything's going good. How are you?
Good. Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right, so I'm 21, from LA, born and raised. I'm currently a car salesman looking to expand my horizons and turn my hobbies into my new professions. My hobbies entail modeling, photography, video editing, hiking, and ultimately inspiring others. I've been in 3 serious relationships that all ended with me leaving because the person I was in the relationship with lied. So as long as I'm not lied to, then you're definitely gonna be in for a fun time. So what I'm looking for in a partner is someone who is an attention grabber, someone who can walk into a room and turn heads. I'm looking for someone who is as confident and as ambitious as myself and is also a go-getter. Someone that doesn't wait for opportunities to happen, rather goes and makes them happen.
Perfect. Well, I love it and we're happy to have you here today.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Next up is Elias. What's going on, Elias?
Hello. How are you?
Good. Let's hear a little bit more about you.
So I'm 23. I'm also from Los Angeles. I'm a music producer and an artist myself. My main hobbies is, you know, creating music, hang out with some friends. I hang out with my cat a lot. And I guess for like what I'm like looking for in a girl, just somebody that's like fun, reliable, someone that values alone time, because, you know, creating music. And yeah, you know, someone I vibe with.
Well, hopefully that's Kiana.
Yeah.
What are you feeling so far, Kiana?
They both sound really great and they both sound really ambitious, which is something I'm looking for in a partner. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's move on to the dates. All right, everyone, it's time for the group date. We're going to play Truth or Dare. We're going to go around the room twice and you'll have to pick either Truth or Dare, but you got to commit to it. So here we go. Anthony, truth or dare?
I always have to start off with a dare.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Okay, tell us a secret in a seductive whisper.
A secret in a seductive whisper.
Yes.
Sometimes what I like to do is I like to go to the mall and just people watch and kind of learn how to read body language. And then when I learn how to read it, I analyze it and I just remember.
That was incredible. 10-10. It was good. I would say that was good. You truly did start off strong here.
I got to.
Okay, Elias, truth or dare?
I guess since you picked dare, I'll pick truth.
Okay. What's the weirdest thing you do when you're alone?
I guess I would say I dress up my cat. I have like two dresses for her. And, I kind of just chill with her in a dress.
That is incredible. Okay, wait, tell me, what's your cat's name? I need a visual here. What's the color of this cat?
So her name's Gato.
Oh.
And yeah, it's very regular, but she's a white cat. I think she's a calico cat, a white calico cat.
Oh my God, cute.
And, yeah, she's very sassy. So it's just funny seeing her in a dress being sassy.
I'm sure she loves wearing those dresses too.
Yeah, I think she kind of likes them by now.
That's incredible. Okay, Kiana, it's your turn. Truth or dare?
Okay, I think I'm going to go with truth.
Okay, reveal all of the details of your first kiss.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so my first kiss was in 7th grade, and it was with like my very first boyfriend, and it was on April Fool's Day, and his friends like dared him to kiss me, and it was like the smallest peck ever in the world. Like no passion whatsoever.
Honestly, you're lucky. My first kiss was like a full slobber fest that I did not ask for. So I would have taken that over what I got for sure. This was super fun, very entertaining on my end. So thanks for that, guys. But let's move on to the 101 dates now. All right, Elias is in the waiting room and it's time for Anthony and Kiana's 101 date. Kiana, this is your chance to see if your values align with Anthony's. You came prepared with some questions that are important to you for your ideal partner. Go ahead and ask Anthony your questions.
Hi, Anthony.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
It's going great.
Good. Okay. So my first question is, if you know your love language, what is it or what do you think it is?
What is my love language?
So I'll like give you what my love language is. It's different, like what I give versus what I receive. So I like receiving quality time with a person. And then what I give to my partners is like acts of service. Like I'll do like an errand for them, or I'll like clean something up for them. Yeah, they just have something around her. So I think the five languages are quality time, acts of service, physical touch, words of affirmation. And I always forget the fifth one, but it's things along those lines.
I think it's gifts.
Oh, wait, I think it is. Giving gifts.
Yeah.
So what my love languages are, definitely time. When I'm in love with someone, I love spending time with them, whether it's just coming over and then just watching a movie, just relaxing, or going on a long hike. I'm a very touchy partner. So I'm very, give me a kiss. Give me your hand, give me a hug, come lay with me. Gifts as well. Like if I'm getting ready to hop on the freeway and I see the flower man walking on the sidewalk, I grab some flowers for you. Your favorite snack, things like that. I pay very close attention to the little things and I act on them.
Okay, so my second question is, what do you hope your life looks like 5 years from now? It could be anything with like your job or like relationships wise or whatever.
So where do I think my life will be 5 years? You said think, or where do I hope?
Where do you hope your life will be 5 years from now? Mm-hmm.
So 5 years from now, I definitely see myself with my own platform. Definitely see myself with a platform to where I can inspire a lot of people and show them a different way of living, show them like how to say manifest, how to manage money, how to build their confidence, just things like that, things that will help others.
Nice. I like that we have that goal in common. Like, I also see myself having like a business or a platform of some sort and hoping to inspire people too. So that's awesome.
So you said you dance as well?
Yeah.
Okay, because you are going to have to teach me, because I am the most uncoordinated. Like, I'll be at a party, just hit it like a quick two-step and then I'm good.
We're always going to have dance parties if you're with me.
Perfect. No, when I'm with you.
Ooh, that was bold.
That was spicy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Anthony, we are going to put you into the waiting room now, and I'm going to bring in Elias for his one-on-one date with Kiana. All right, Elias, Kiana has some very important questions to see if you guys are compatible. So, Kiana, take it away.
Okay. Hi, Elias.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so my first question is, what is your favorite personality trait about yourself?
Personality trait about myself? I guess I would say that, like, everywhere I could go, I could make new friends. Like, I just get along with everybody, you know? I don't really see a point of, like, starting beef with somebody I don't know, you know? So.
Yeah, I like that. I really liked what you said. I think it's important for, like the person I'm with to get along with like the people in my circle and vice versa. And I think just by being like friendly with others, you just bring good vibes all around. So I think that's a really important personality trait, and I'm happy you have that.
It's always fun to like, you know, go to a new spot and like just meet people, because you never know what those new people are wanting to do. And then you just have a fun night or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and then you never know like the impact that you could have on that person as well. So it's always good to just be nice and friendly.
Yeah.
Love it. And with that, the one-on-one dates are over. Elias, I'm going to put you back into the waiting room while I chat with Kiana. Okay, Kiana, how are you feeling after asking your questions?
Ooh, I mean, I feel more torn than I was before. I'll be honest.
I know, it makes it really hard.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea of who you're kind of into, though?
I have an idea. I think they're just so different. It's like, which way do I lean, you know?
I know. And they both seem so great. So it's tough. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're both great in like their own way, which is even harder.
For sure. Well, coming up, we'll find out Kiana's choice. Will it be Anthony or will it be Elias?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Welcome back. When we left off, Kiana had just had her one-on-one dates with Anthony and Elias. We've got everyone back in the room now, and it's time to get down to it. Kiana, which of these two matches are you going to choose?
Ooh, you guys haven't made this easy for me, but I really appreciate you guys coming on here and sharing your life and those crazy dares that you did. It was all really fun. But I think I'm going to choose Elias.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's our answer. Anthony, we had so much fun with you today. Do you mind turning your camera on really quickly so we could say goodbye?
Yeah.
Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. This definitely took a quick left on me.
I'm so sorry.
No worries.
I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but you were great and you're really cute.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being here, Anthony. So great getting to meet you and wish you the best of luck. All right, Kiana, I know that was really hard to make that decision, but it's just us in here now. Paint us a little picture. What did Anthony look like for everyone listening at home?
Oh gosh, he's like really, really handsome. He has a beard. He has like really nice brown skin and a nice smile and yeah.
Did he have braids? I think he had braids, right?
I think he did. It was hard to tell because it was like way towards the back, but
yeah.
They looked good on him.
So be honest, were you into him physically now that you were able to see him?
I mean, yeah, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't.
Are you now nervous to see what Elias looks like?
No, I'm excited to see what he looks like.
Okay, good answer.
Yeah.
Well, then let's bring him back so you can see. All right, the time is finally here. You guys are going to turn your cameras on so you can see each other. Here we go. On one, three, two, one.
Hello.
Hi.
So I'm in my closet, but yeah, don't mind that.
I'm also in my closet. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to finally meet you and see you.
Ooh, I'm very excited over this vibe, guys. I feel like both of you look like a little smitten. Maybe that's just me, or is that what I'm vibing?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh, okay. Well, I've still got some questions for both of you, so we're going to chat separately a little bit more.
Okay.
So, Elias, I'm so sorry. Back in the waiting room.
It's all good.
All right, Kiana, we've put Elias into the waiting room, and we want to hear your honest thoughts now that you've seen him. What do you think?
I also think he's really cute. they're both good-looking in different ways, but I'm happy with my choice.
I love it. Do you want to describe him for us?
Yeah, he has like wavy black hair and he has glasses and I noticed his fingernails are actually painted. So I can tell he has like a really cool style and a really cool vibe to him.
I love it. Well, okay. Do you feel like there could be something here?
I mean, I hope so. Ooh,
me too. Okay, we're going to chat with Elias a little bit too. So we're going to put you into the waiting room just for a bit and we'll see you soon.
Okay, awesome.
Hey, Elias, since you've finally seen Kiana, tell us what she looks like physically.
She looks cute, you know? I honestly didn't, like, from her voice, I didn't match to what I thought she would look like, so.
What did you picture?
But she's still cute. I don't know, I feel like picture, like, somebody just, like, really kind of short. I mean, she doesn't, I guess I couldn't tell, but, like smaller, you know, I guess. That makes sense.
That's really funny, actually. I like how you got, like, a small, short person from the voice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how, but... Yeah.
Are you feeling any vibes here? You can be honest.
There's a vibe. I guess I don't know how much of a vibe you can get from just talking, I guess, over the phone, but...
Fair enough. Well, we're going to bring her back really quickly because there is one final thing that we have to take care of. All right, we've got everyone back in the room. So this is going to get weird, but we still have one more decision to make. And Elias, this one's on you.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell it like it is. You can choose to go on a social distance date with Kiana, or you can choose to be on a future episode of Blind Dating, where we'll set you up with two new matches. What do you think?
Ooh, okay. I mean, yeah, I'm down to go on a socially distance date.
Oh my god, amazing. I love it when it works out.
Oh my gosh.
I know the stress.
Had me a little nervous there. You looked excited for the other answer.
Well, I am so excited for the two of you. Are you excited?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, I am excited.
It's like an interesting backstory too, you know?
It's a really cool story for sure. I'm a little jealous, honestly. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. I cannot wait to hear how your date goes.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Yay! Thanks for listening to Blind Dating. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Blind Dating, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Tara Michelle. Tune in next week for a new romance or a total rejection. Want to try your luck at finding your perfect match? Or do you have a single friend looking for love? Just go to parcast.com/blinddating to submit yourself or nominate someone to be on Blind Dating. You can also email blind-dating-casting@spotify.com and tell us a little bit about yourself. Can't wait to hear from you and good luck. Blind Dating is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen, sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Juan Borda. It's produced by John Cohen, Kristen Acevedo, and Tristan McNeil. It's associate produced by Alex Trickfadatier. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. And I'm your host, Tara Michelle.